This episode of Recap the Recap is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. There. Hey girl, hey. Hey boy, hey. Hey, hey boy. I am Queen Neen and welcome to Recap the Recap, RTR for short. It's been a long time. Shouldn't have left you. Blah blah, however the rest of that thing goes, I can't think of how it goes right now. But welcome, welcome, welcome. So happy to be here. I feel like it's been forever. So, in the studio with me as
What's
always.
What's going on, people? It's your man, Big B.
God damn it.
Chomping at the bit to talk to you. I miss you. I miss being this close to you.
Oh.
I miss being able just to get close to the mic and just whisper my deepest, darkest thoughts into your ear. Not you, fellas. Yeah, fellas, Hey, fellas, I'm gonna get y'all from across the room like this, though.
Up top.
Give it to me. But ladies, I want you home. I want you close. I just want to be able to say a few things. Just to let you know how I feel.
And how much you miss them.
You know what, that sounded like a little bit? Remember the song, Let's Just Kiss and Say Goodbye?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, and baby, I'm sorry that I couldn't be half the man that you wanted me to be.
I'm gonna miss you.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we ain't got time for that today. We got stuff to do, places to be, things that are gonna take place that you'll hear about later. If you stay tuned on Monday for the In Deep Show. All right, so let's just go ahead and do this awkward segue.
Let's let the people know that we're going to move through this show rapidly.
Yes.
We have a limo waiting out front to take us to destinations unknown, but will possibly be revealed at a later time.
Unknown to them, known to us.
Known to us. Yes.
Actually, a little bit of unknown to us, too.
Yeah, you don't know where this shit's going to end
right.
up.
Right. Oh, man. You know we are random with our shit.
Wow.
So
we've decided that Queenie is going to do this show topless.
Oh.
And I'm going to do the show bottomless. And we're going to just see how this works. Okay.
No.
That was actually suggested to us by a listener. Yeah, we can't do that. I'm sorry.
And you know you can't see us anyway, so.
But you know what, though? I think that's an element that, you know, some people have said that, you know, this show is down-tempo.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have even gone as far as to say this reminds them of NPR programming or PBS programming.
Well, thank you for that compliment.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. I mean, I know you meant to hurt me, but you only pumped my ego up just a little bit more.
Right. Thanks.
Because I'm going to miss you, ladies. How you doing? I'm back again. But maybe that person will get just that right amount of energy that comes through the mic.
Because,
I mean, how many emails have we gotten that says, oh my God, are you guys in a relationship?
Right.
Oh my God, are you guys dating?
No.
Oh my God, are you guys casually fucking?
Oh.
We're working on it, but the rest, no.
No.
Okay. You got something on your cheek right there.
You know what?
No, I'm serious. Chisel. All right, go
Cut
ahead.
It out.
Awkward. Was that an awkward enough transition for you?
Hell yeah, because right. Whatever I'm going to talk about can, you know, it's going to make it awkward.
Let's go.
All right, so on Monday on the In Deep Show, we talked about Adrian Peterson.
Monday, race
right?
day.
Right, and And, you know, we just had a discussion back and forth. And it was actually a pretty great conversation in my eyes, right? So we're talking about Adrian Peterson and how he got in trouble for, you know, whipping, beating, whatever you want to call it, his four-year-old son. And how the Vikings decided to deactivate him, but then all of a sudden decided to activate him again. Now they have decided to totally just bench his ass indefinitely. And I know how everybody was going back and forth with the whole Ray Rice thing and how they were like, okay, you gave him a 2-game suspension and now you're, you know, making him sit out indefinitely. So they're pretty much doing the same thing to Adrian Peterson because they're like, oh, ooh, wow, we made a mistake. And yeah, so our bad. We're going to go ahead and change this. I know we said we were going to do this, but now we're going to do that. And I think that's what pisses a lot of people off, that it's like they're so freaking inconsistent. It's like, if you're going to do one thing, just stick with the one thing. Don't go back on it because everybody says, no, you're wrong. You should have done this. Now you're kind of like, including the sponsors. So now you're like, oh, shit, I guess we probably should have just went ahead with the indefinite thing. So now they're going to do it just because, you know, he's being indicted on felony child abuse charges. So I don't know. I mean, I kind of have mixed feelings about this because it's like I understand that, you know, this how serious the situation is for, you know, for the team. But it's like you already gave him the deactivation. You brought him back, and then now you're just like, okay, everybody's bitching and pissed. Fuck you.
It's all the almighty dollar. Right. Poor little Radisson hotel chain doesn't want their name associated with them, so they pull their sponsorship temporarily.
Right, Anheuser-Busch too. Temporarily.
Unbelievable.
So that's what I said is kind of weird, that it's like
knee-jerk reactions all over the place.
Yeah, it's like, okay, just make a fucking decision and stick with it. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Absolutely.
I think it would be easy. All right, so on to another story that I thought was actually kind of funny. So a Florida man has been accused of pleasuring himself at a yoga class.
That was my intentions ongoing.
Like, you didn't think they were going to notice you. So Joseph Jordan entered Power Yoga Studios in San Marco, Florida. And about, like they said, about 5 minutes within starting the class, the instructor was like, what is going on back in the corner? So he looks over, he or she looks over, I'm sorry, doesn't really say. And they say they looked and noticed that Joseph had his hands in his pants. And he was masturbating. So which this is the part that was funny to me. So they confronted him, gave him a refund, and then escorted him out of the building. Like, didn't call the cops. Didn't, you know, they were like, hey, sir.
Right.
Namaste. Need you to go.
Right.
Here's your X amount of dollars back. And, yeah.
I wonder, like, when he got to the door, he was like, hey, man, I apologize. And just, like, extending his hand to shake it.
Ew, I hope not, because both of his hands were down there. You know what? This should have been the kind of, like, a little bit of the side-eye warning, because he walked in wearing jean shorts and a white T-shirt. Like, nobody does yoga in jean shorts. Mm. So
I wonder if they were, like, Daisy Duke-ish. Like, you could see some of the pocket hanging out of the bottom.
You know what? No. No.
He probably saw, like, a genitalia, a little testicle.
Nope. Peek-a-boo. Not going with that. So what's weird is, so the guy is actually a registered sex offender.
Oh.
Right. And the really smart part for Joseph is he used his real name and gave out his real information when he was filling out, you know, all the information to sign up for the class. So it's not really going to be that hard to find him. And they also, once, you know, a couple hours later, they said they also saw him near a women's bathroom near the University of North Florida. So, yeah, they're looking for Joseph. Joseph, you happen to be listening. I mean, you never know. Keep your hands where everybody can see them.
You know. Turn yourself in, Joseph. Just think, they're not going to put handcuffs on you.
Oh, good.
Well, if they do, they'll do it with rubber gloves on.
They're smart. Or they'll be like, here, take some of this Purell real quick. Okay, thanks. Okay. This was another story I actually found kind of interesting. It's just one of those random stories that you find, but it actually was like, huh, what? Okay, so J.C. Chan, this is the son of Jackie Chan.
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah, right. So he was just busted.
What do you think his J stands for? Is it?
Oh, it's like J-A-Y. C-E-E, J-C.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How funny is that, right?
I don't know if it was like Jackie Jr.
No.
Jackie Jr. Chan.
No, J.C. So he was busted for weed, pretty much. And this is weird because clearly in China, they do not play when it comes to drug use, okay? I mean, they got busted for, well, they tested positive for it. They actually admitted using weed. And they got busted for like 100 grams, which they say breaks down to 3.5 ounces. And like, that's it, you know. And it's like, so, and his dad, Jackie, is named, of course, anti-drug ambassador of 2009. So, but it's like he had to get his son to publicly apologize. He publicly apologized and he said he's going to work with him on his recovery. And yeah, they're real serious in China when it comes to drug use. So.
All right. Let's hear it for the dads. In the past couple weeks, standing up for their kids and their drug problems.
Hey, well, he said he's going to work with them on it.
What's my man name?
Which one?
Iron Man.
Oh,
Robert Downey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
His son got busted too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had court. He had to go to court, and Pops was in the court.
Didn't somebody else's kid get busted for drugs too?
I'm sure. But you know what was cool, though? The judge acknowledged the fact that his father was there and was like, you know.
Hey, dude, can I get an autograph?
No, but he was like, you know, it's good to see that, you know, you have the support system and everything. And I think, you know, the fact that he was already in or near completion of a rehab. And so I think the judge was like, if you finish the rehab, then, you know, we'll kind of make things go away or at least clean it up.
You know, they, China.
Oh, no, yeah, the judge was like, you know. He, you know, he just made sort of a reference to Iron Man. He was like, you know, we all have our superheroes, and I'm glad to see that yours showed up today.
Oh, that's nice.
Something of that effect. So that was real cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Before I finish this story too, you know, you also, you know, they get in trouble in China for if they, let's say, if you and I were there and
you were topless and I was bottomless.
Okay, let's go with that.
I mean, I think they would accept that. They would just blur my bottom out.
Let's go with that.
As I force myself upon you.
Let's not go with that.
It's acceptable there.
Okay, come back. Come back to the story. So let's say if you and I were there.
I'm working for you, listener.
Shut up.
I'm trying to make your dreams come true.
Shut up. So if we were there, pretty much... JC would also get in trouble for supplying us with weed. So it's not just that he would get busted for using it himself, but he would get in trouble for giving it to us as well. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I mean, well, we sort of do that here. It's possession with the intent to distribute.
Even if it's like everybody's just, okay, I mean, I'm sorry. Don't look at me like I'm a square, but 3.5 ounces does not seem like a lot of weed to me.
No, I mean, that's $325 tickets in D.C.,
100 grams. I mean, would that be considered intent?
I mean, I don't think that amount would. Well, it depends on how it was packaged.
Okay. Okay.
And it depends on how much you wanted to be a dick to the cop.
Oh.
You know, he can easily say that was for your consumption. Or he can be like, hey, that's packaged to look like you were selling. You might have gotten rid of the rest of the QP.
Oh. Welcome to Drug Chat 101.
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay, so my last story. This had people on Twitter going a little crazy. It was Music Soulchild is now turning into a rapper called The Hustle. I don't know how I feel about this, man. I kind of feel like that's going to be a waste of his talent. I didn't hear him, or I don't know if an actual, like, if music is out yet. But if even looking at the promo pics, I'm like, dude, boo, no.
Mm-mm. I feel like all of his raps are going to be about being friends with a girl.
So wait a minute. Do you think it'll be like, remember back in the day, like Far Side? Like that kind of rap? Or you think it's going to be like...
No, I think it's going to be horrible.
Oh.
But I think the content is going to be about, hey, I don't necessarily want to fuck you. I just want to hang around you and be the one cool dude in the world.
I don't like that.
Hasn't he made like 9 songs about that?
Yeah, Love.
No, Love's not one.
I'm thinking of Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right.
Girl, I know this. Right. Right.
Let me just be your buddy. And then he has the buddy, song, right. Buddy.
Yes.
That's another one.
Yes.
And then there's a third one.
I
just want my friend back. Half Crazy.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I don't want this.
So that's probably why I didn't work out with him in ERE, because he didn't want to fuck. He just want to be your friend.
Sometimes you want that.
I can dig it.
Sometimes you just want a friend.
He going sideways himself into some pussy.
So you're saying he put himself in the friend zone.
Right.
She didn't have to put him in there. He did it himself.
Right.
Oh,
but
damn.
See, I know his ploy is that I'll be there when everything else fails.
I'm the good guy.
I'll be the cleanup man.
They call it. Well, no, that's not the maintenance man.
Like,
totally
damn,
different.
For real. He cheated on you, huh?
Where's your hand going? What are you doing? What's happening?
That's that Joe Pesci move from Heat.
Mm.
The understanding hand goes from around your shoulders like, man, I'm here for you. And then right. It slides to the back of your head and forcibly moves you. You said you'd do it.
Oh, boy.
You said got married.
Well, I'm not here for that. So, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I don't even know the last Music Soulchild song I listened to, but I am not looking forward to him being a rapper because I just don't think it's going to go well. So, anywho. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with the show we are going to recap today. We start recapping podcast. So today's podcast, let's go to the description. Well, Once I read it, it's going to kind of give it away, but that's okay. Lamont hosted guests infuse good time LS rules. You're damn right, because why not? These are the abbreviations in front of episodes. LS equals LS rules, news and commentary. D equals drifts, me blathering about life. W equals watchers, TV film. 5SF equals 5 Song Friday. So, that is the podcast we're doing today, LS Rules.
That is the podcast that we are doing today. Where do I start?
Where?
With Mr. Rules. Well, first, I must say, because I haven't had an opportunity to say, I think we touched on it early on when he started his, he doesn't like to say networks. He says feed of podcasts.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's purposely or whatever. So we'll go with the feed of shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud to hear him back.
Yes.
Doing his thing.
Definitely. Because he used to be a part of Brown Skin and Glasses.
Absolutely.
With Red.
No doubt. If you remember him from there, or if you never heard of him, first things first, you got to get to know the guy. You got to know who it is you're dealing with when you're dealing with LS Rules.
So I wasn't going to do that because I'm like George Costanza in, unfortunately, many ways, but one of which is, why would I pay for something that if I can just apply, like George Costanza's stance on prostitution is, why would I pay for something that if I just apply myself long enough, I'll eventually get? That's the way I feel about parking, okay? And, yes, and prostitution as well, all right? Fuck you, all right.
So, yeah, if you know...
Lamont is a comedian Lamont, as well. So.
Absolutely. And he delivers. He delivers. So, one thing about him, as you just heard, and I think is the same across all of his shows, is he's not afraid to make his point.
Oh, hell no.
Even if it throws himself under the bus, the point has to be made.
Mm. Being treated like shit. What's up with Ferguson? We sure are talking an awful lot about Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson. We sure as shit had the fucking police on the ropes. They pulled out tanks. America was like, white people were like, whoa. Even Fox News didn't know what to fucking say. The police were on the fucking ropes. There was video in St. Louis of that crazy dude with the knife. Granted, he was a crazy dude with a knife, but the police shot him to death. They literally brought a gun to a knife fight. Police are armed with billy clubs, tasers, pepper spray. Them motherfuckers went to fucking blackout level. They went to extinction level event on a dude with a knife.
He's a little amped there. A little bit.
There's no mincing words with this guy.
No.
There's no... Wait a minute, Lamont. I don't know if I understand what you just meant.
Right. No, you get it.
You. It is laser printed in your brain.
Right. And you know what's so funny? When he said that, I was like, you know what? Goddamn, he is right. Because we did shift focus from, well, not all of us. I'll say some of us. We did shift focus from Ferguson to Ray Rice to Adrian Peterson. But, I mean, we still do remember Ferguson, of course, but... He's right.
I think the only one that didn't shift focus, well, let me rephrase that, hasn't shift focus yet is Mark the Doc Wiley, because he's still reporting on Ferguson now. He doesn't even realize Adrian even touched his kids.
Oh, gosh. Well.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway. But, you know, it was funny if later on in this rant where he was like... The police, and we were right on the police trail, and they were like, here, get the stick.
Yeah, that part made me laugh.
I was in the car, I was like, okay, damn, you just made me feel like shit.
Right. You know? I mean, but it's kind of true. The media does have a way of doing that shit to us too, and us, not just black people, just America in general. That's why I was saying before, you know, I think on IDS I was saying that, you know, soon it's going to be something else we're all going to be talking about, and we're going to totally forget all about this shit.
No doubt. And, you know, like Queen said, you know, Lamont is a comedian, and but don't think that you're going to listen to a show and just get a whole bunch of setups for punchlines.
Right, right.
This dude is a very smart dude. He does have a very strong opinion about what he has opinions about.
Right.
And he's not one of those dudes. He's a lot like, he reminds me a lot in a much different way, sort of like Rod from the Black Eye Who Tips, that has an opinion and breaks down how they formulated their opinion, how they came about it.
Okay.
The facts that they gathered, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to overhearing some dudes in the barbershop say something and you just running with it.
Right.
And it's unfounded, you know what I'm saying? So that's the one good thing about him. And again, you know, he uses his comic ability in just the right moments. You know, where, you know, right when he gets you to thinking, and I guess he almost sort of feels like, okay, I've delivered my point. Here's a little comic relief as I transition to my next point. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool. And like I said, you know, the mark of a, to me at least, the mark of a good host, good comedian, and a person with a great thought pattern is the ability to not be afraid to make yourself the butt of the joke.
Right.
Or throw yourself under the bus.
Right.
Or even admit when you got it completely wrong.
Right.
You know. And you get all that with him. So, notwithstanding, Queen gave a, read the description of what his line of shows are. And, you know, I just wanted to also play a clip from Lamont, just kind of getting into what the one show, The Drift, is.
That's my favorite.
It is. It's one of the one of the ones I like as well. I mean, since that, you know, I am a music guy and I don't get invited on Five Song Friday. That
if
will
you stay tuned. He did. I will give you will, an email.
That will. Don't try to bail him out, man. When he thought about a show, Five Song Friday, the first person
really
he should have called.
The first.
It should have been me, Moody, or Aaron. One A, and one B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think I kind of outlast these guys a little bit. But whatever. I don't want nothing. I don't want to start nothing else with them dudes.
Please don't.
You don't know, this is the story. I have this journal from back in 2002, 2003, and I wrote entries in it. And now, and I printed it out back then, and I am now reading the entry to the date, or as close as I come to the date, and then I read it. And I read it cold, so I haven't read this ahead of time. I don't know what I'm getting ready to read. I'm reading it cold. These are my words, and I find it interesting because it's interesting to me to see where I was then. Okay, and it turns out from the few that I've read, not a lot has changed. All right, so here we go.
So, once again, you know, he's he gives it to you raw, you know.
Pretty
what I'm
much.
So, yeah, that's that. And you know what? That is, when you first told me about the show, because I was, originally were only tuning into the Alice Rules, and when you told me about this show, I was like, that's I like that idea. That's a hell of an idea. And I kind of wonder, did he have the foresight maybe when he was doing Brown Skin and Glasses that maybe these notes would come back later, you know?
Well,
or is it something that he kind of stumbled upon, like, oh, wow. Look at this.
Well, that's actually a good question, because remember he said, you know, he wrote this back in 2000, 2003.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, that might have even been before Brown
School. Right. Well, yeah, way before then. Right. But so that's what makes it really interesting, because he'll go, you know, he'll read, like, let's say today is September 20th, and right. he'll go to September 20th and read,
right.
you know, 2002 Absolutely. And read exactly what it was. And then he'll break it down like, okay, this is how I was feeling, and this is how I look at it now. You know, so he's right. only 13 episodes into Drift. So right. not right. that many. Right. But still.
So, yeah. that was good.
Yeah. I do enjoy Ellis Rules. And Five Song Friday is pretty cool too, because you get to pick five songs that you're interested in and what they mean to you. So
have you been on that show?
Five Song Fridays? I actually have done Five Song Fridays.
That's amazing.
Don't get all hatery.
That is absolutely amazing.
I feel like you're about to get hatery on me.
I mean that you get so much of your music from me. Okay. So,
Whatever. I do know some music.
So, when you listen to, okay, here's a guy. He's going to read some excerpts from a journal that he wrote X amount of years ago. I'm sure some people might be like, don't want to just listen to this guy read me
right.
some just boring ass shit that he might have been thumb.
It's interesting shit.
It is interesting shit. And here's a little taste of some of what you would get.
As I talk about it on stage. For as long as I can remember, I've been a breast fanatic. I love tits. They don't have to be huge or even a handful. I love nipples and the entire chest area. I love breasts, nipples, areola, dimples, freckles, all of it.
Did you see me take flight? Yeah. I was waving my hand so hard in agreement, I actually lifted 2 inches off the ground. That was amazing.
Like, I was like, somehow I feel like this is going to be part of a recap.
It's not too late to honor that listener's request. Being that you are part of the Top Shelf Committee.
True that, but we're almost done, so.
I've been known to rub the... Okay. Alright. I gotta go far. Wow. Okay. Okay. Wow, this didn't change. Cops suck. There's no way around it. They suck. I've always respected firemen and EMS workers, but cops are mental cases. Okay, not all. But based on the experiences I've had and the people I know that have become cops, I don't like them. I'm bothered when I see them, and they're not cool when they invade my personal space. I wish I laughed easier. When something's funny, I laugh, but not as easy as I'd like to. And I'm not gonna fake it, because I think that's worse than not laughing. I'm more of an observer. Being a black American, I have baggage. I know the last thing anyone wants to hear about is how black people feel about the injustices of the past. Hell, even I tune out when I hear someone talking about it in a self-serving way. But I speak around the facts, and I couldn't be more interested. You know what else I like? Women in sundresses. That's still true.
He just kind of went that way, came back around. He was like, oh, BT Dub, sundresses. Yes, like those.
Sundresses are amazing.
Yes.
For the past 5 years, at least, I never thought anything was going to beat out sundresses.
And what did?
You know what's coming real close?
Don't say it.
Oh.
I don't know why. Somewhere Kev hates hip hop is like getting a chill.
Oh my god. Yoga pants.
Remember he had the whole can I talk my shit with leggings and heels? Somewhere there's a chill going down his spine.
But there's a difference between leggings and yoga pants.
A little bit.
Yoga pants are so sheer.
The face you
can
just made.
Almost make out Bush.
Oh, my.
If it's there. Oh, God.
You are in crotches like that?
It's not my fault. I mean, you get the right angle with the sun doing its thing. Telling all your business.
Oh, my.
Yes. Oh, that's a nice tattoo. You have your ex-boyfriend's name was Jimmy. Okay. Oh. Right there on your ass cheek. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Especially with their light skin.
Oh.
Ooh.
All right. Mm. Now you're drifting. Come on, come back to me.
No, I was actually sort of with my man in the yoga studio. As you can see, I have one hand in my pants.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Oh, great.
So, yeah, we were talking about Kevin Hayes. Oh, no?
No.
LS Rules.
Yeah. LS Rules. So, if you are looking for LS Rules, of course, you can find him on Stitcher and iTunes. If you want to find him on Twitter, it is at LS Rules. If you want to send him an email, it is yeslsrules@gmail.com. And he did say, hey, if you want to do a five-song Friday, you can hit him up on that email address.
Yeah, clearly you have to hit him up because, you know, he's not going to reach out to you, even though he knows and he has acknowledged the fact that you are
trolling
deep into the music game. You know,
yeah,
I understand that. No matter how much I reached out in the
okay,
past,
all right,
I can't get a
all
song
right,
Friday.
Then. Okay,
nigga, I can do a 50 song like a Friday. God,
all man. Right,
I got songs. Terabytes over here, nigga.
Right. Okay, all right, so check them out. So we're gonna go to break real quick, and we'll be right back to give the headphone criteria rating. Are getting into the show where we do the headphone rating criteria. So this is new. Well, we've done it for a couple shows now, so I guess I can stop saying it's new. So
it's what we do.
Is what we do. That was your face was really funny with that.
Yeah, can I before we get into the rating, can I say something?
What up?
People. people.
Oh boy.
Okay, Queen.
Yo.
I'm not a Einstein when it comes to math or anything.
Actually,
but,
you are pretty good at math.
Okay, well, I'm just going along with the bit.
Okay.
Kind of tell people
that. you could have said that about me.
But no, we have five criteria.
Yes.
If you get at least three of them,
that's pretty good.
You're doing well.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good.
Why are people getting their panties in a bunch? If they're getting like 3.5, oh, no, I think you didn't. I think you missed the point. Dude, you have a good show. Relax.
Right. I mean, I don't think I've gone.
I tell you what.
What?
We open it up for everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Enough with the texts. Enough with the emails. Send a recording of what you want to say.
Well, you know, we
come
asked
on,
that.
Yeah, come on the show.
What do you mean, send a recording? Who are you talking about? Or who are you talking to?
I'm talking to...
anybody,
you know,
that feels the yeah, rating system is not
that,
fair?
Yeah, you know, they got 3.75 out of 5 and we trash their show, you know.
Wow.
Really?
Huh.
Please.
Well, I mean, I will say, when we first started doing this, I asked for feedback, and the feedback we got was really great. And I mean, I've even had other podcasts hit us up and was like, I don't care. You can be honest and you rate us. I don't give a damn what you rate us as. We would just like to be recapped. And I'm like, hey, cool. I like that. You know,
I mean, but that's,
I like
that.
That's confidence only, in your show.
It's only two people's opinion.
Exactly.
It's two, only
two awesome people's
people, opinion.
But only two people.
Right.
But I mean, the cool part is that, you know, if we do recap your show, that means one, we listen. Two, somebody else is going to listen to it as well, because I mean, I've also gotten feedback from people that are like, you know, hey, great, thank you for introducing me to a new show. And even some of the shows that were like, meh, I still, you know, people are still like, thank you for introducing me to this show, because some people still like it. You know, it doesn't really matter.
No doubt.
You know? So, well, okay. So, I don't know. I feel like we all know that, you know, if we do recap a show, you know, as B said, we definitely welcome you onto the show. If you feel like we got something wrong, or hell, if you feel like we got something right, we still invite you to come on the show and talk about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, we always to us. Right. We always open the door for any show that we recap.
I think that's the forgotten part of the show. Mm-hmm. I think people think, oh, I got recap. Cool.
Right.
No, now it's not over. You know, come on.
Right.
Come on and rap with us and talk with us and tell us some of the, you know, some more of the
right
things about your show that maybe we couldn't get a chance to listen
right
to,
or because we can't play every clip,
right? Or a great episode that you want to share, or what? Just the people want to hear from you,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And again, even if you feel that our rating or our recap of your show was not up to par, again, listen, our point here is not to be jerks and assholes and try to rip people's show apart. That's not what we're doing. If we listened to something and we took something from it and we were incorrect or we were out of context in what we took, come on in. Rap to us. Rap to our people. And we're opening up our mics to say, get at our audience and tell them where we got it wrong. We make mistakes, yo. We make a commitment to try to do this, to provide sort of a service. Mm-hmm. But we still have lives. We still have work.
Right.
I have kid. It takes your attention. So we can't go back and listen to every one of your episodes. We miss stuff.
Right.
So this is where you step in.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, and
soapbox gone.
Soapbox moved to the side. Oh, so let me tell you anyway, recaptherecap@gmail.com if you want to hit us up and, you know, and reach out. So, okay, let's get into the headphone criteria. So the first description is description of your show.
And those of you that say our awarding of headphones is corny, yeah, you're probably the same ones that said that the Source magazine was whack for giving out mics, so fuck you.
Oh, well, whatever. The feedback I got was everybody liked it, so. And because we did ask people, like, you know, what do you think about the criteria? Is there anything we should change? Is there anything that we should add? And
absolutely.
Feedback I got was good. So everything was cool. So, I mean, but it's still always open to revisiting the...
How about I go topless and you go bottomless?
Somehow it's still not fair.
Huh? Okay, how about I do some of the top and some of the bottom?
Okay, there you go. Okay, you feel comfortable like that?
How many headphones would I have gotten for that physique?
Okay. All right.
I'm working for you, listener.
So, description of your show. Does your show description match the content? B.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I agree with that.
Very detailed.
Yes. It breaks down all of the shows.
All of the shows...
Consistency. How often does your show come out? It seems to come out at least, well, there are, what, four shows? So something's coming out every week, if not a couple of times a week. So I would say yes for me, consistent.
I wish there was a way I could give, like, extra points. Because just for the fact of the nature of the drift that he has to get those shows out on those dates sort of match them.
Right.
That's a level of commitment because you...
That's true.
You know, just like I said, he's a comedian. He might have a gig that he has to get done. So he's going to either have to get that show done before he leaves or make sure he gets it in after and gets it up and posted. And
right.
Again, that takes a hell of a level of commitment.
And I think he does have a regular 9-to-5 too. So
absolutely. Yeah. I'm sorry. I overlooked that too.
Yeah. So that's a headphone for you?
Can we do headphone plus?
No.
Okay.
All right. Headphone. Next one, production sound quality. Can we hear you? Are there background noises? I know every episode that I've listened to was fine. Sound quality was fine. Sometimes he plays music when he first starts, you know, adrift. So I would say yes for me.
I, I giveth and I taketh away. No, other way around. I taketh away and I giveth. Mm-hmm. Initially, I thought for him having an interesting opinion, you really want to pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the music level was a little too high
okay.
at times.
I can see that.
But I found myself able to tune the music out because of what he was saying was so interesting.
Okay.
So where I felt I was going to take it away, I think I'm just going to kind of give it back because I can't give a plus for the previous category. So, yes.
Okay. All right. Is the show engaging? Do you want to listen to past or more episodes?
And you said we can't give headphone play?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. So I'll go ahead and I'll say yes.
Okay.
I'll award on that one.
Okay.
Because not only do you want to listen to past, you also want to interact and you want to send feedback and match your story to a story of what he said, or even tell him, dude, you're totally off base, but I still dude. Like you.
Dude.
Sort of thing.
Dude. I agree. That to me, the show is engaging because I'm either, like you said, it's like you're kind of talking back to what he's saying or you're laughing or, you know, or something's going on. So I would definitely I've listened to probably almost all of them.
Or you're signing a verbal reprimand at work for laughing and not doing your job.
So hard, right?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. And finally, entertainment, educational value. Was there laughter? Was something learned? There's definitely laughter for me. And actually, sometimes he does say stuff where it's like, oh, shit, I didn't know that. He was talking about something on this most recent episode where I was like, mm-hmm. I did not know that. So,
and I bet you it's the same thing I'm thinking of.
Probably it is. Yeah, probably. So, yeah. So I would have to give a headphone for that.
Nuts.
The big B twist.
Dun, dun, dun.
No.
I can't front. You got me open.
All right. Well, okay. So, LS rules. Headphone rating for me, Queenine, I would give it 5 headphones.
5
Because he hit every single criteria for me. So I have to keep it real and give him 5 headphones for that. Absolutely. What about you?
And for me, because I'm not allowed to be that the power of the queen says I can't, I would award 6, but I can only award 5.
Only 5. Well,
there you go, yeah. Dude. You finally pulled 5 out of me. Pause.
Well, all right. So go check out LS Rules, his podcast, and, 5 headphones for that. How about it?
5? You know what?
We haven't done 5 very often. I can't remember who else received 5. I'll have to go back and look at my notes. I know someone else did get 5. I just can't think off the top of my head who it was right now, but that's okay. I mean, hey, go back and listen to past episodes of Recap, and you can figure it out too. So, all right, quick break, and then we're going to get into that segment that you all love. We'll be right back.
Can we actually take a break this time?
Really? Come on, man. We got to roll through this joint. Let's roll through this so we can finish, and go do what we gotta do.
back, y'all. It's your man, Big B. And yes, that's what we need you to do. Reach out to recap. And we'll be there to play your shit when you talk it.
Yep.
Queenie.
Hey, yo.
Being that you manage and harvest the farm of shit talkers.
Mm-hmm.
How are the crops these days?
Crops? Very, very good. But we always need more.
You never know when torrential floods or blazing heat is going to come through and just wipe your crops out.
Mm-hmm.
We need you to talk your shit.
Right.
So guess what? It's time for all of you that have, I stopped answering emails. I don't know about you, but all of you that have asked, hey, I did a recap. I want to know if I could do another one.
Absolutely.
It's your time. You can come on in now.
Yeah.
You're still doing podcast privilege. You will, you know, be muscled to the front of the line. Because
you're who you are.
It's one of our privileges.
Yes.
All right. So, last week, last show, we wouldn't even get a headphone for that. Damn.
Mm-mm.
Life happens sometimes.
There was only one. Yeah. I mean, well. Okay. Stop bringing the bullshit.
How about that?
So, last show.
Last show.
Was Miss Karen from The Black Guy Who Tips.
It was.
And she was talking her shit.
Well.
Very well.
Well.
There was another mic drop.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Can I do this on air? I know we said we weren't going to do this on air. Can I do this on air?
What?
I want to formally. Formally. Do the RTR challenge.
Oh.
I did my, can I talk my shit?
Mm-hmm.
What was it? 2 shows ago? 3 shows ago?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. I formally challenge.
Okay.
For the can I talk my shit challenge of RTR.
Mm-hmm.
Rod from The Black Guy Who Tips.
Ah.
Lamont from Ellis Rules.
I believe he may have already done one for
us. I want another one.
You want another one. All right. You heard that.
God damn it.
You heard it. Damn, you made me clap.
And the incomparable, never there when you need her, but always there when your kitchen is full. Fug Princess.
Oh.
Drew Baby.
Yep. TP.
What do they need to do, Queen?
All you have to do is, one, you say your name.
Say your name.
Two.
Who the fuck are you?
You say, can I talk my shit?
You ask permission in my house.
Three, start talking.
Talk it.
And remember, it could be a rant. It could be you talking about whatever it is you want to talk about. It doesn't have to be anything formal. It doesn't have to be funny. We've had some really great ones where it's just, you know, somebody just talking their shit and telling about their day and shit that pissed them off.
It can be 2 minutes. It can be 3 minutes. It can be 5 minutes. Hey, it can 10 minutes.
Ho.
Just know after 3 minutes, the fade button starts going
okay,
down.
I was like, whoa, son.
So if you got good shit towards the end, you might want to bring it to the forefront.
Or just keep that shit to 2 minutes.
Or keep it to about 2.5. Trey.
Right. Because sometimes, you know, it just kind of.
No doubt.
You know.
Our listeners have short attention spans.
Well, it just sneaks up on you. The next thing you know, you're like, oh, whoa, that was.
No doubt.
3 minutes.
So who was that again?
Rod.
Black Guy Who Tips.
Lamont. LS Rules.
Fug Princess.
TP. Miss Drew Baby.
Miss Drew Baby.
I would actually love to hear one from Drew Baby. It would probably be like 10 minutes.
I have a feeling it would have a lot of in it.
Or whatever's.
Something like that.
That's my favorite.
No doubt. Hmm. Yep. There you go.
Okay.
I'm going to have another one for next show.
Okay.
And this one I really want bad. Mm. I really want this.
You want
it
bad?
I want it bad. Mm-hmm. Pause, because it's a dude.
Okay. All right. Well, okay.
All right. And so, like Queen told you, say your name. Mm-hmm. Ask permission. Can I talk my shit?
Start talking.
Lay it, and then lay it down.
That's all you got
to
do.
And when you do that properly, and you send it to us, you hear something like this.
Can I talk my shit again?
Hello, Recap the Recap Show. This is Rochelle, aka Lady Ro. Can I talk my shit? I just finished listening to another podcast this week about talking about this story with this Danielle person out of California who was supposedly detained because she was a prostitute. And this just brings to mind one more incident of what happened to people just waiting to find out what the fucking facts are before you react. Everything now is instant. Everything now is nobody bothers to wait and find out if something is the truth or not, before they react, give an opinion, confirming it is right, standing for it, defending it, and everything else. And then when the shit comes out that it wasn't true and that there was no racism, because for God, heaven forbid, not everything is racist. And as it turns out, this story wasn't. So I'm going to need you people to calm the fuck down. Why don't you take a minute, digest, read the story. Try to get the facts before you have a goddamn reaction. Thank you.
Miss Rochelle.
Miss Lady Ro. Did she talk her shit or did she talk her shit? And it was
she
a
talked,
minute.
She talked her shit. And I think I know who she was talking about.
Uh-oh.
But you know what, though? You know how you can tell when you love somebody. Hmm. When she said, I was listening to another podcast, I felt so dirty. I felt so cheated on. And you know why? You know why she listened to another podcast? Mm. Because I wasn't in her ear the way I should have been.
Oh.
I wasn't telling her the things that she needed to not listen to other podcasts. Mm. I know she has that situation that she deals with on another show. Mm. That lays ruins and ashes.
Like that?
Yeah. Mm. Just went through and wiped that shit out. Yeah, and there in front of us.
Well.
But I'm here for you.
That's so kind of
There's
you.
There's no need to go anywhere else.
All right.
All right.
And back to her can I talk my shit.
Thank you. It was great.
It really was a great one because she's right. People do jump to conclusions and we all get up in arms and, you know, especially when you have like the people that post stories that are like, clearly it's an article. Well, I won't say clearly. That's not a nice word to use. But the story just sounds like retarded, you know, or silly. And it's like, are we going to all just automatically assume this shit is real just because it's on the internet? Because you have those websites like The Onion that are fictitious, you know, like they have fictitious stories. So it's like, and that's what they do. They take something and they turn it and it just goes crazy. The next thing you know, everybody's like, oh my God, this story. Ah. And it's like, boo, that's not a real news source, a real news website. That's a satire website.
Did you hear the audio from that situation with Ms. Daniel?
Yes. I heard, actually, I heard the audio for her, and then I read the transcript from her boyfriend when he was talking to the cops about her. And I'm like, oh boy. Although
I kind of want to save this for IDS because I have something that I want to say.
Okay.
That doesn't necessarily fit the mold of recap.
Save it then. Well, I mean, I will say though, real quick, from the pictures, it doesn't necessarily look like they were having sex. I'm not saying that they weren't. You know, I mean, I wasn't there in the flesh, but
I'm definitely not going to say they were having sex.
Yeah.
They were definitely lewd.
Right. I mean, maybe whatever they were doing, they shouldn't have been doing, right. You know, but still.
We're going to
save it. That. All right. But Lady Roe.
Lady Roe.
Girl. Hey, girl. Lady Roe.
I got. Remind me when we finish. I have.
What?
An idea.
Okay.
I'm going to put it out. And I'm going to extend it. If it works, I'm going to extend it to Lady Roe first because it was her that made me think of it.
Okay. All right.
So y'all just might be hearing from her again. She sounds so fucking beautiful on the mic, doesn't she?
I do like her voice.
God damn it. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. Lady Rock, talk to me some more. I'm just going to keep playing your Can I Talk My Shit over and over again. I got a limo waiting for me outside that's going to take me on a 2-hour journey. Well, at least 2 hours.
At least.
We don't know what the fuck's going to happen in those 2 hours. Mm. But I'm going to have my headphones that I purchased from Tweaked Audio.
You know what? Where are your hands?
With IDS.
Put your hands where I can see them.
I put the IDS code. What are you, Busta Rhymes? I'm going to put my hands where your eyes can see. I put the IDS code in, and I got my discount.
It came pretty quick, didn't it?
So did I, but.
Okay. Talking about your headphones.
Oh. Yeah, I thought you were talking about letting me listen to Lady Rock. I'm sorry.
Your headphones came pretty quick, didn't they?
They did arrive.
Okay.
Yes, quickly.
In the mail, is what I'm saying.
Pause, because I don't come quick in the mail.
Okay. All right, well, Lady Rock, baby, thank you for sending in your Can I Talk My Shit. And we are going to wrap this show up today. And I want to remind everybody that if you want to send us an email, you can do so by sending it to recaptherecap@gmail.com. If you want to find us on Twitter, it is @recaptherecap. If you want to find me, Queen Neen, it is MS_SmartyPants with a Z.
Mm-hmm. If you want to find me, you can find me finessing.
Finessing?
Stroking those Twitter streets at ND Show B. That is IN like in you.
Oh my.
Pause for the minutes.
Oh boy, enough with the pause.
Deep Show B.
And Deep Show B. Got it.
Gotcha.
Check.
And if you want to give us a call and leave us a voicemail.
Oh, you can do that at 202-750-1437. That's 202-750-1IDS.
That's how you do it.
And we'll play it on the show.
No doubt.
Don't be creepy, though.
Hey, y'all, send feedback on how incredibly wonderful Lady Rel sounds.
Oh, that too.
On the mic.
Yeah.
We got to get her to a show. She has to.
Be quiet.
We got to get her.
We'll talk about it off mic.
No doubt.
Have a wonderful day, people. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Don't forget to share that you're listening to our show and other shows as well. That's how people find shows.
Absolutely.
Have a great one.
Yep.
Bye.
Oh, now you take your shirt off.